Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes Podcast episode 38, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So it's been a long and crazy week. I hope everyone got through the craziness of Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all that. But speaking of other things that can get pretty crazy, and that is releases. So if you're thinking about releasing a new product, an idea, or a new feature for something that you already have, maybe a couple of features, I've come up with a small list of three things. This is honestly quite simple. It's kind of like it's stuff that just makes sense, but you can easily forget to do this. But I've noticed that when I apply these tips or advice to when I want to release something, it tends to make the release a lot smoother. So let's just get right into this. The first item on this list is before you start to develop that product or idea, make sure that you scope out the features or whatever, you know, whatever the things that you're going to release. Make sure you scope that out to be very simple and small. Don't have too many moving parts. So for example, a recent release that we did for brand search, it's a simple little website where you can look up brand assets like colors and logos. And from the start, before we even started coding anything, we decided it was going to be a very small release. It was a new product, so we made it to be an MVP, a minimum viable product. That means that we scoped it out to have the most minimum amount of features, or I guess least minimum, whatever. We released it with the least amount of features that we needed for it to do its job, to fulfill like the business goal, right? So we decided to release, you know, as few features as possible, but have it still be useful. And we also, from a technical architecture perspective, we decided to do a static website. Now, I did a website, I did an episode on this on the podcast, and basically a static website just doesn't have any, you know, dynamic code that runs on the server. It's all static files, just HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. And this makes it where, yes, you're limited to certain aspects of the site. You know, there is no like backend API. We have all the data loaded initially in the page. But that helps with performance in terms of how much data we have, which is not a whole lot. And but this made the release a lot simpler because all we had was one single static website, no other moving parts, and that made this release a lot smoother. So before you even, you know, develop something, think about the time in which you're going to release this. How big do you want that to be? Because the bigger it's going to be, the more parts, then the more complicated it will be to release it. So that's the first item. The second one is right before you release. So you've got it developed and you're kind of just going through things, making sure everything's okay. So I recommend that you find or make your own website release checklist. Basically, just there's a bunch of ones out there, but you'll probably just want to make your own based on your product and modify some things. So basically, you just want to put things on there specific to the release and things that you should double check. So obviously, make sure that all the links work, but also all the optimization stuff, like for search engines, make sure you have the proper metadata in the page. For social media, make sure that when when people share your website on Twitter and Facebook, that all the right data and all the pictures and stuff show up properly. And this stuff that you don't really think about during development. So that's why this is specific to a release. Just make a checklist, check off things, you know, accessibility, performance, all that stuff. And finally, once you have released it, you'll want to be able to track bugs and just the amount of users on your website. So Google Analytics, there's also Hotjar to detect where people are clicking, and also reporting of bugs. There's I don't remember a specific service, but there's different ones for tracking JavaScript errors. So look at a couple of those, make sure you have that installed in your site. That makes it easier to fix bugs once you're out live in production. So hopefully this was useful. Let me know, tweet me at sunnysingh.io, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode.